Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to episode 404 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This week's episode of the world's longest running recruiting education podcast is called Recruiting Inspired by an Indeed.com article. The Recruit Me 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System provides you the 7 steps to an athletic scholarship. And I'm going to relate how getting an athletic scholarship or getting an opportunity to play a college sport is much like getting a job. I've said many times in past episodes that getting into a college program can be tremendous preparation for your professional career. Recently, I typed in how to get a job in my search bar on DuckDuckGo, and these articles came up at the top of the search. One of the first was Glassdoor.com. How to get a job, learn 13 steps and tricks to land your dream job. Another one was HBR.org, Harvard Business Journal. The article was a 5-week guide to getting a job. And another one was Indeed.com. In Indeed.com, there was an article named How to Get the Job You Want in 8 Steps. In the middle of the article, Indeed.com provided you with 8 steps. Indeed opened with a short paragraph, and it said, getting the job you want can happen quickly or take some time, depending on the industry and the role you're hoping to work in. Then step 1 is think about what you want. Consider what you want in a job. Think about the industry overall and the specific role you'd like to have. Identify factors in your personal life, factors that you are passionate about that you may want to pursue professionally. Also consider the skills and education that could support your career vision. Taking time to reflect on your ideal job can help you to identify positions that match your preferences. There's step number 1 to getting the job you want has similarities to step 1 of the 7 steps to an athletic scholarship found in the Recruit Me 3.0 athletic scholarship system. Step 1 for athletic scholarships is select the right schools to contact. Indeed's first sentence is consider what you want in a job. That sounds like Recruit Me's parameter worksheet that falls under the select the right schools to contact step. Email me and get a free parameters worksheet. My email is brent@recruit-me.com. Parameters questions like type of school, distance from home, and sports levels are a few of the questions on this worksheet. Indeed continues to point out to think about industries overall and what your specific role would be. In recruiting, you need to comparatively do the same. In both, you have to analyze your skills. Not what you think your skills are, but your true skills. And also know that you can improve your skills with a lot of work and maturity. Indeed states to consider your skills and education to support your vision. That relates to sports and recruiting. To understand how you get recruited by educating yourself, and also to continue to improve in your sport by honing your skills. The last sentence on step 1 in Indeed's job advice is to identify positions that match your preferences. That is parallel to recruiting by researching colleges that fit your parameters and recruiting the right fit colleges to recruit you. Step 2 from Indeed.com is to consider the day-to-day tasks. They say to know what you'd like to do day-to-day at work. Some people love working with others or traveling around to meet with clients. Others prefer to work independently and ideally from their home. Make a list of what you'd ideally like to do every day in your job and consider ranking the items on your list by priority. There may be some tasks that you love doing and would feel unfulfilled if they weren't part of your job. And noting those tasks may help you to find your job and your ideal position. Their step 2 still falls within the step 1 of recruiting, to find the right schools to contact. It also touches on the last step in recruiting, step 7, which is to make your school choice wisely. When you come to making your school choice, you will want to prioritize your wants and needs, and also the school's strengths and weaknesses. Indeed makes it sound like all the job items will be fulfilled and your every want and need will be fulfilled. But realistically, there will be a few things on campus and in your sports program that won't be perfect. Continue throughout your high school years to list and adjust your parameters and the schools on your list. Step 3 on Indeed.com to find the job that you want is to practice the necessary skills. Indeed says to use the list and ideas you established in steps 1 and 2 to identify a potential job you want. Learn about that role, including the education requirements, experience needs, and skill expectations. Create an action to plan and improve or develop necessary skills for the role to help you prepare to apply. For example, have a plan for how you can complete any education requirements for the role. In sports, you have goals. A general goal is to win, but you need to break down your game, your match, or your event to what skills that you have and what skills that you need. Compare yourself to the college athletes in your sport at all levels. Their height, weight, strength, and speed are a few general metrics that you can see if you meet. Some sport or sports positions favor height, some strength, some speed, some jumping, and some throwing or kicking. Do you look like an offensive lineman at the Division II level, a catcher at the Division I level, an outside hitter at the NAIA level? If you don't seem comparable yet, especially as a freshman or a sophomore while you're in high school, then set goals and create an action plan to get to the needed strength, quickness, or weight. Don't forget to create an action plan for nutrition, mental preparation, and for academics. Step 4 by Indeed.com is to complete a project. Indeed says in some cases, depending on the field that you're hoping to work in or the specific job you want, you need to complete an independent project that demonstrates your skills and expertise. When they said to complete an independent project, I thought of their recruit completing their research, their introductory email, their player profile, their recruiting questionnaire, and their game and skills videos. Also, the student athletes' games and competitions are projects that are needed to be played well or completed. Step 5 of getting a job is to identify the company. Once you have developed your skills and prepared for the job, search for job openings and identify the company which you most want to work. Depending on your current job status and employment needs, you can apply to several companies with opening positions or wait for a job opening for your ideal organization. During this step of the process, make sure to do your research. It can help to prepare a list of several companies that you are interested in working with. List what you are looking for in your ideal employment and identify companies that meet those specifications. Once again, the plan is not just getting a job, but getting a job you want. And that mirrors the plan of getting on a sports team. Step 5 by Indeed is identify the company, and step 1 of the RecruitMe 3.0 system is to identify colleges and sports programs. By doing research on teams and colleges, you can begin or continue to sharpen your skills to get on a team and succeed. Indeed states that you need to apply for several jobs based on your current status. In recruiting, you need to analyze your status. When you start sending your recruiting packet, your status may be at the NAIA or the NCAA Division III level. As you mature and target your skills, you may move to other levels of play. Your parameters, your school list, your self-analyzation, and your research will point you to schools that will fit your wants and needs. Step 6 from Indeed now gets into writing a strong application. The article states that you should put together a thorough and well-written job application. Ensure to adapt your resume to reflect the job posting and the job description the company provides. Write an engaging and persuasive cover letter. If you completed a project to demonstrate your skills and abilities, include it with your other application documents. When preparing your application materials, be specific about your skills and experiences. Use the job listing to gain insight into the qualities the hiring manager prefers for their ideal client, and use your materials to show that you meet their expectations. Wow, that covers step 2, step 3, and step 4 of the RecruitMe 3.0 system. Step 2 is write a great introductory email or cover letter. Step 3 is create a one-page player profile or your resume. And step 4 is build a personalized recruiting questionnaire. Past the Athletic Scholarship episodes covering steps 2, 3, and 4 are episodes 259, 260, and 261. Also, episodes 315 and 316, plus episodes 350 and 351. Go to recruit-me.com to get all of the episodes. Step number 7 from the Indeed.com article is ask for an interview. After submitting your application, the hiring manager may ask you to come in for an interview. If you don't receive an offer, consider asking for an informational interview so that you can make professional connections at the organization and learn more about what they are looking for in their employees to help you improve your application. Asking for an informative interview is a great way to show your initiative and genuine interest in working for the company. The ask for the interview step relates to your recruiting journey in many ways. After you introduce yourself to college coaches in steps 2, 3, and 4 of the 7 steps to an athletic scholarship, You then jump into steps 5 and 6, which are track your communications and send follow-ups and updates. In these follow-ups and updates, the student-athlete can ask coaches to come watch their high school or club games. The student-athlete can ask to do an unofficial visit or come to a prospect or ID camp at the school. When you do visit the college campus, by doing an unofficial visit or a drive-through, you can learn about both the school and the sports program. As you build a rapport with the coach or coaches, ask to meet him or her and their staff on an unofficial visit. Craft questions to ask when you get face-to-face. College coaches want to hear from you by email, by DM, by phone, and they really want to hear from you in a personal meeting. This isn't the time to be shy or aloof. Asking well-researched questions, questions that are not set up to show how clever you are, but questions that make you to help the right fit choice down the road. Asking for an opportunity to meet shows you have a genuine interest in playing for their program. Step 8 from Indeed.com is present a pitch. Before interviewing, prepare a short but effective pitch for why you are the best possible candidate for the position. Practice this pitch with friends or family so you can confidently deliver it to the hiring agent. In your interview, share your pitch with the hiring manager at the end of the meeting so you end the conversation with an effective explanation for why you are the best person for this role. For recruiting, you really don't need a polished speech, but do practice your questions and feel comfortable telling coaches your achievements. If you don't have a lot of accolades, then have benefits that you bring to the team. Show the coach why you can help his or her team over the next 2 years if it is a junior college, or over the next 4 years if it is an NCAA or NAIA college. These 8 steps to get a job that you want run parallel with the 7 steps to an athletic scholarship. Set up your parameters, making a list of prospective schools, doing research on those schools, sending an introductory email, a player profile, and a recruiting questionnaire are all like the ways you introduce yourself to a future employer. Follow up, asking for an unofficial visit, and prepping a presentation and questions are vital in both recruiting and job seeking. By recruiting colleges or jobs to recruit you, you definitely have a better chance to find the situation, the school, or the job that is good for you. Thank you for listening to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Please go back and listen to past episodes on your favorite podcast app or on recruit-me.com. Take advantage of the free and inexpensive resources RecruitMe provides. Sign up for their free recruiting power pack on the recruit-me.com homepage. You get 3 helpful recruiting tools: a PDF about the first steps to an athletic scholarship, an audio file on how and when to use video, and 3, a template of a player profile. Also on the recruit-me.com website are all 400 plus episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Take advantage of all the different resources, advice, and insights to recruiting on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast past episodes. You can also sign up for the free monthly RecruitMe newsletter, packed with more recruiting information. The cornerstone to the RecruitMe education business is the RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System. You can get access to the RecruitMe 3.0 system on the RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System link on the recruit-me.com website. For $39, you get a 200-plus page step-by-step recruiting manual, workbook, and worksheets in a PDF or flipbook form. You get fast results by hearing from college coaches within 30 days of sending your qualified introductory email and player profile. There are simple and fillable forms to get results. The RecruitMe 3.0 system empowers you to own and control your recruiting journey. Plus, there is a 90-day money-back guarantee. Why pay thousands of dollars to rely on someone else to hopefully get you in front of maybe the right coaches? Here's a look into the RecruitMe 3.0 manual. I'm reading from the step 1, select the right schools to contact section, and page 18 of the RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System manual. Start surfing and exploring. You can sit down together and take a look at schools and programs and discuss them together. You can ask some of the questions above about specific schools when you are on their site. It is a way to get some conversation going and talk things through. Student athletes, this is a good way to start conversations with your parents about the schools you are considering. The questions that I just mentioned are listed at the end of episode 403 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You should also take a road trip together. This could be one of the most rewarding things you do together. It is not a recruiting trip, but a chance to see what a college campus looks and feels like. Try to visit 3 or 4 campuses just for the fun of it. Take the official tour, watch the teams compete or practice, and just plain roam around. Call ahead so you can meet coaches and spend time with them. I believe the whole recruiting process should be a family affair as much as possible. Spending a few hours on the internet and on the road is a way to make it a family process and a way to make sure you are all getting the same information. It leads to better discussion. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast.